small size. There's a strong argument to suggest that a small unit for people with dementia is a good unit. And up until fairly recently, I was a strong proponent of that. Can anybody argue against that? Can you think of anything that might mitigate against small units?
Cost.
Sorry?
Cost.
Well, I guess that depends what you mean by small. I mean, we know in Australia that if we go down to 8, that we can only do it if our ACFI funding is supported by health department funding. But then I think we only need to go down to 8 if we're really dealing with very disturbed people who would otherwise be in the health system anyway. So cost is an issue, but if you're prepared to recognize, let's say, 14 or 15 people as a small unit, then there's just about enough funding to make it viable. Anything else that would mitigate against providing small facilities? Well, the more recent research is telling us that if you put people in small facilities and they don't have access to a larger social network, then their level of social interaction diminishes. Well, I suppose it makes immediate sense. I mean, if you're living with only 7 other people, the chances of you actually finding a friend or somebody that you want to relate to is actually fairly small. So if we're going to have small cottages, and I think the advantages outweigh the disadvantages, then we must make sure that they are part of a larger community and that the people who are living in those small cottages have access to, when they can tolerate it, when they need it, a larger social network. If we ignore that, then we're not making the best of their potential. Okay, moving right along. One of the most powerful things that we found